You're listening to the Sydney Ha Ha Comedy Podcast. I'm sitting here with Dan. Say hi, Dan.
Hi, Matt. How are you today?
I'm fine. And I'm Matt, who is fine. Yeah, Sydney Ha Ha is a comedy club. You could call it a club. Cinnabar is a bar in Stevenage Old Town, and they've let us use the upstairs area to put some comedy on every other Wednesday. So coming up, you have seven comedians you've probably never heard of. Leia Rose Emery, Boyce Bailey, Katie Porter, Gary G. Knightley, who co-runs the Sydney Ha Ha Comedy Club, Winter Fonander, Tom Mullen and James Shakeshaft, who... close the night off.
You'll be hearing snippets from each of these comedians, not their whole set, just
little
a bit enough
from their set.
We do spend more time with some comedians than others, but that's just something that happens. You know, the cutting room floor is a very, very unforgiving place.
It's filthy. So. It doesn't mean we don't like anyone that we haven't put in, but if you was on the night and you haven't got anything on the podcast, you're probably shit. I don't know. I'm not even on this one. I was hosting this. I didn't get a single joke onto the cutting room. So I was that shit that I didn't even make it. So let's go. Let's play them. This is the Sydney Ha Ha Comedy Podcast in association with Sydney Ha Ha Comedy Club.
I'm from America. Sorry. I've learned to apologize early because I've lived here for like 5 years and you guys think some weird shit about us. Like, no matter how long I live here, I still feel the need to convince you guys that, I don't know, I don't eat deep-fried guns every day for breakfast. My science textbook wasn't just a picture of Jesus. Because I'm from the north, and it's different there. Well, I'm not very feminine. I'm also not really domestic. I had my first yeast infection recently. I know, the good news is at least my cunt's better at baking than I am. See, I got some laughs, but you would not want to try my birthday cake. What else? No, so I don't have a lot of sex. I masturbate a lot. Who here masturbates? Yeah, fuck yeah, guy at the back. That was a little creepy. When one guy is that excited, that is a different game. No, I know you all fucking do, because I was reading an article in The Guardian. Not because I like The Guardian, because I like to find acceptable things to say to British people. And I can get away with saying whatever the fuck I want if I say I read it in the goddamn Guardian. I've started slipping in randomly racist comments into conversation, and then when someone's about to call me an ignorant American, just go, yeah, it was an incredible Charlie Brooker article. I win this round. But it was this article in the Guardian about how it's the secret hobby of every British man to be like, masturbating furiously while their wife is asleep in the corner, if wife is asleep in bed, just to be in the corner, masturbating furiously, which to me says you're doing it wrong. Because I've had a lot of emotions when I masturbate, but furious has never been one of them. Like, that's not, you can feel a lot of things. You can feel like self-loathing, hungry. Is that an emotion? Not great if it's the second one I come up with, though. Don't worry, guys, she's single with an emotional range from self-loathing to hungry.
This is the first year of my life I've actually kept to a New Year's resolution. This year I give up. And about 5 weeks ago, to cheer myself up, I went to a lesbian bar. And after about 20 minutes there, I realised I was the fat, ugly one. And I was on a bus home and I realised I was the fat, ugly one. And I was in boots and I realised I was the fat, ugly... It's nice to be here, to be honest, Stevenage. Don't have to raise my fucking game. There's a big sign, it was saying men working overhead. For fucking hell, the job market's bad. Usually it's men fighting over pussy. What'd you do to get this job? Don't ask. Just don't ask for a raise. And there was a homeless guy there and he'd seen the sign and he thought, I want some of that. And he got himself his own little cardboard sign. And on it, it said, homeless need food. I thought, no, you prick. Homeless need home. You are not going to get any shelter from a five-day-old bagel. I've been going up and down the country and I've been thinking, what's worse, racism or sexism? So I made a little joke to find out how that upsets people most. So here it is. I'm not racist. One of my wife's eyes is black. And the only way to improve that joke is to have not said it. There's no way. There's no way you could... Shouldn't say it out loud. But it's kind of judging audiences is difficult. You know, were they like filthy? Do they like clean jokes? So you've got to split the room. You've got to find out what is like a clean joke. The one I like is, I recently taught my penis rocket science. So now I get to say it's big and clever. It's kind of a clean joke. Well, you can do the dirty joke. Like, I like my women like I like my rivers. Dirty and don't mind being pissed in. And that gets the laugh. Bad, bad audience. You want the filthy, dirty stuff. You want the terrible stuff. You want the stuff you shouldn't say in front of people. Because you get bored and you think of... Do you ever get so bored you put downs into a porn search engine? Set fire to a person with Down syndrome once. That one's a slow burner. Judo. For making unleavened bread. I've been Boyce Bailey, you've been privileged. Thank you very much.
Right, so I'm Katie. The best way I can think of describing myself for you guys is I'm a lot like a Three Mobile contract. I'm not anyone's first choice by a long way, but you're going to entertain the idea because I'm cheap. Thank you very much. My name's Katie. It's been emotional. Have a good night.
The first thing I remember my dad saying to me was, son, condoms don't work. Makes you feel loved. My dad's a strange egg, though, because he actually has a genuine reason, he believes, for hating the French. It's not gallophobic, it's not xenophobic in any way, but it's the fact to do that at the Battle of Agincourt, they reneged on a deal. We'd beaten them. The French king, he said, you can have France. Then he died as we were travelling back, and his son said, fuck that. So, you know, that's why he hates the French. 1405, not a good year for my dad, but he doesn't mind 1664. Hypocrite. Another thing my dad actually said to me was, you may be bigger than me, but I can hit you with a fucking hammer. There's no punchline. This actually happened. I'm so much fun. I was asked to help organise my mate's stag do. The only requisite was that we went somewhere with a pole. I suggested the local Wetherspoons. Petra's a lovely girl. Now, that joke isn't actually that accurate and it can be deemed racist. But until we can find somewhere where we can pay scantily clad women to gyrate around something called an Aussie, that's the best gag I can come up with. Thank you.
My name's Winter Fonander. That's winter like the season, and Fonander is Dutch. And I met a Dutch girl once, and she came up to me, and she was like, what's your last name? I said, it's Fonander. And she was like, no, it's not. It's pronounced Fonander. I was like, okay, what's it mean? She said, sorry, means the only one, and Nander means in the village. So I guess I'm either the village idiot or the only gay in the village. And that's it for me. Thank you for having me. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Energy drinks, big thing these days. I was in the shop on the way down here, and I was grabbing one. I saw Che Guevara energy drinks. The energy revolution. Wow, that's crass. What historical figure are they going to have next? You know, what are you going to have next? See, fuck it. Gary's like, I'll just bring Gary to my gigs. I won't even have to try. Just come on. Hi, I'm Tom. Just set him off. So what are they going to have next? Hitler energy drinks. The final solution to the tiredness question. Joseph Stalin energy drinks. The tiredness of one is a tragedy. The tiredness of millions is just a statistic. Bear Grylls energy drinks, now with 50% more piss. David Cameron energy drinks, only the poor should be tired. Nick Clegg energy drinks, caffeine free. Jesus energy drinks. 3-day caffeine release. Honest energy drinks. Warning, may cause diabetes. John Terry energy drinks. Drink this or I'll fuck your wife. Nick Griffin energy drinks. There is no place in Britain for tiredness. Or Nick Griffin. Cheers, I've been Tom Mullen. Thank you very much, you've been great.
Hello. 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 Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, something maybe you can relate to. Do any of you guys have a surname? I'll take that as yes, which is good because I'm fascinated with surnames. I'm fascinated with the origins of surnames, with the meanings of surnames, because we didn't always have them. Because back in the olden days, we just used to get by with first names because the population was so small. And then the population grew and grew and grew till it got to a point where people were like, there's just too many Steves. So they invented surnames and they gave them out for reasonably arbitrary reasons. Like if you were the baker in the village, you got the surname Baker. If you got the surname Brown, it meant that you had brown hair and there was literally nothing else worth mentioning about you at all. We had, what was your name? What was your surname? It was interesting, it was foreign. What was it? Yep. Thornander. Yeah, which meant the only one in the village or something. It's just, we don't know who could have named that, obviously. It was just, that's more an isolated dwelling, I think, than a village. So, do you have a surname, sir?
Gillam.
Do you know what that means?
No.
Me neither. Shit. Should have probably done more research for this bit. Have we got any Smiths? We have got a Smith, haven't we, Matt?
Yeah.
Yes, Smith. Obviously, Smith, classic English surname, comes from someone who used to work with metal. And all this kind of makes me wonder what my ancestor, Steve Shakeshaft, makes me wonder. What was he up to? What was he doing on the day the census man... What was he actually up on when the census man came round? What was he doing? Because he'd be like, yeah, you were the anvil, you're Steve Smith. You over there making a hat, Steve Milliner. See, I've done a bit of research. Hoity-toity over there using cutlery to eat his soup. Steve Witherspoon. And knock, knock. Steve Shakeshaft in there. And he's, hold on. It's my day off. It's not my job. I'm good at it. But I'm not getting paid. We don't know. That was a very poor reconstruction of what might have happened on the day the census man came round. There could have been another bloke in there. And he could have been taking money to do the thing. It's the oldest profession. And if that was the case, then thank you very much, Mr. Census Man, because on balance, getting through school being James Shakeshaft is a lot easier than if I'd been little Jimmy Rentboy. Yeah, I come from a long line of wankers. That's why there's so few of us around now. I've confused you there, haven't I? Because some of you are thinking, yeah, he's clearly implying that his ancestors were so predisposed to masturbation that they didn't use their seed to procreate, therefore making the name more common. Some of you were thinking his ancestors, such a bunch of arrogant pricks, couldn't convince women to sleep with them. Same outcome. I can only speak from my own experience. Bit of both, really. Bit of both. There's another thing that's messed me up in my life. I'm just going to jump to it. Just jump right straight to it. I think that I can pronounce more punctuation than I actually can. Not all of them. I'm not an idiot. I think you'll find I've mastered the question mark. Thank you. But the one that gets me is the comma. Do you know the comma? Do you know the comma? Jamie, do you know the comma? Do you know the comma? Because we're going to talk about the comma. And the reason that gets me is it's in Tesco's. Do you know Tesco's? Yes, thank Christ. And You know in Tesco's they have the club card scheme, and you know that it's been mandatory for about the last 10 years for them to say at the end of every transaction, do you have a club card? Now, on paper, my response, bang on perfect. They go, right, the script version of this would be Tesco cashier, do you have a club card? Question mark. Me, I don't, comma, no. That's fine. Until you come to play it through in real life, where they go, do you have a club card? And I go, I don't, no. And what's worse about it is I, for the last 5 years, I've realised that I do that, but I've been unable to stop myself. So they go, do you have a club card? And I go, I don't know. Oh! Which makes me look really forgetful and really annoyed that they found me out. But I think it says more about them than me, that in all that time, not one of them has said, do you want to check? All right, well, thank you very much, Ivan James Shakespeare. You've had a wonderful night. Clap for everyone and in.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to our first podcast.
Yeah, and thanks to all the performers for letting us share your humour.
I'm just going to run through the performers again. First, you had Leah Emery, Boyce Bailey, Katie Porter, Gary G. Knightley, Winter Folnander, Tom Mullen and James Shakeshaft.
Yeah, great. So, look out for those gays.
Look out for all those gays.
Look out for those gays in your
mincing area. Mincing around.
Yeah, yeah.
The next show, if you want to come along, is on April the 17th. Following one after that is May 1st. May 15th after that, May 29th. It runs bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly.
Fortnightly. Yes.
Who have you got for us on the next one, on the 17th?
On the next one, we've got a guy that won Jongler's Idol called Glenn Lenny Sherman.
Glenn Lenny Sherman?
Yeah, he won the Jongler's Idol. I don't know if that means anything.
I mean, Jonglers used to have...
Jonglers is a club.
Yeah, Jonglers is a club, and I've seen that club on the television.
It's all over the country. I just want to say, if you do come down, it's at Stevenage Old Town at Cinnabar Cafe, which is a lovely, lovely place. You know, when you're there, you don't realise you're in Stevenage sometimes when you're upstairs. So if you want to get down there early for dinner, you can grab a tapas.
Yeah, there's an array of potential itineraries for a visit to Cinnabar.
They do a nice burger, steak, you know. But I'm pointing out the tapas for a reason. I think on a Wednesday, their tapas, if you get tapas, you have free sangria.
So not only can you get free sangria comedy with tapas on Wednesdays at Cinnabar.
Yeah.
And we're not being paid to say that. We're just trying to get you in the door so we can then get you up the stairs.
Yeah, that's... If you're extremely disabled, and I'm not sure if there's a lift or anything, so you might have to get carried upstairs. But, you know, we can carry you up the stairs if that needs to happen. So come down.
Access available.
Next dates coming up are April 17th, May 1st, May 15th, May 29th. June 12th, June 26th. It's almost as if it happens every other Wednesday.
Yeah, fortnightly.
I prefer to use bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly.
Correct.
Yeah.
Next time I'm on is May 1st. I'm hosting that one.
You compare and you also perform.
Correct, yeah. Me and Gary usually.
To varying degrees.
Yeah.
The more recent one, you was stricken with man flu.
I had to call in sick.
Yeah, called in sick. But you still turned up. That's really cheeky. Called in sick to your joint venture, but you turned up just to rub it in his face.
I'm here,
but I can't do any work.
It's like calling in sick to your job and just and then sitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next time with another episode in a couple of weeks.
Episode 2.